Welcome, my pets. How long will it take before you slip down into trance for me? I'm willing to bet that it'll take less time than you think. And for many of you, just hearing me speak to you has an effect that not only can you not deny, but you're very happy about it. Because the part of you that purchased this recording wants to be affected by me, and already is affected by me. And soon as you hear that soft, controlling tone of my voice, and the words that flow right into that empty space in the center of you, it's the place where you retreat at a time like this, so that all you have to do is listen and relax. You can focus on all of my words, or you can just focus on some of them and let your unconscious mind do the focusing, while the rest of you can focus on whichever words that you like. And you know that it won't take long before your breathing starts to slow down. Your breathing starts to slow down. At the same time that you're breathing more deeply, more slowly, more steadily, all you want to do is let go of your cares and let go of all the stresses from today and yesterday and the day before that. And you can just let all of that tension, all of those expectations, let them all float away. Let yourself become more open as you drift away. Just hearing the sound of my voice puts you in a place where your body starts to feel that tingling sensation, the relaxation spreading through your body as we speak. Now, I don't know where you feel it the most intensely, but I know that when you focus on it, it spreads. It spreads to the surrounding areas. And perhaps you feel it in separate areas. And if you do, each area can spread with every smooth exhale. And as you breathe in, you remember how good it feels when I hypnotize you. And it's really so easy for me to hypnotize you. And you just can't get enough. And many of you are quite addicted to this sensation, to this experience. But you needn't be concerned about that right now. Simply focus on my voice and allow yourself to be cued in, because you remember the way you respond when you hear me. Your body remembers how you respond when you start to feel warm inside, a warmth that can spread. As you focus on my voice and your breathing becomes deeper while you listen and slowly start to sink, it's effortless for you to sink into trance. And all you really need to do is allow your body to turn loose, and your mind can give permission to your body to let go because it wants to. And you love the feeling of being hypnotized by the sound of my voice. And it's reached a point where some part of you associates deep, deep hypnotic trance with hearing the sound of my voice. So that when you enter trance, my voice is what you're hearing. When your eyes start fluttering shut, fluttering closed, fluttering down closed, I know if they aren't closed already, they're feeling heavy, so you want them to close. And you want them to close because you can remember a time when you were so tired, when it was the end of the day, or perhaps in the middle of the day. In the middle of the day when you've been working so hard. You've had those days before where you were just going to take a little cat nap because you really found yourself more drained than expected. And you want to stay up. But your body and your inner mind make the decisions. And soon you find yourself reaching that comfortable place where you just lie down and you think that you'll just close your eyes for a minute. And the instant that you do, everything inside seems to melt away. All of those concerns, all of those pressures melt away. All of your thoughts, all of your tensions melt away. And as you start drifting and melting away, you may very well associate that sound that you start to hear inside of your head, where you're listening to me. Perhaps you don't remember putting the headphones on when you decided to just drift for a while. And you fall into such a deep surrender to sleep all the way down. The very sound of my fingers snaps perfect obedience that bypasses your consciousness and directly floods your subconscious with commands that it simply will follow. And as you feel yourself following my voice further down, where your body is descending into a deep, deep sleep. And your conscious thoughts are flowing away, drifting away. You let go the more you listen. The longer you listen, the deeper you surrender to sleep. Surrender to sleep. Surrender to sleep. 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 Effortlessly you drop into trance. Effortlessly you hear the sound of my voice and follow me down to a place where you're so excited that your conscious mind was completely unable to resist. And perhaps in your mind's eye you've been looking into my deep blue eyes. Or perhaps watching the pendant nestled between my cleavage. Maybe you're looking at my shiny lips, watching me whisper, surrender to sleep, 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 sleep. 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 let your mind just drift away so completely. You float deeper inside, and it's so effortless and easy that I take such care of you that you want me to do the thinking, because you've spent so much time thinking about how deep I'm going to hypnotize you, thinking about the last time I hypnotized you and you fell into such a deep surrender to sleep, that you were descending beneath the unconsciousness into some automatic autopilot, where you were no longer processing the information that I speak to you. You were simply just acting on it. And that's what I want. And because that's what I want, you do what pleases me. Because I think you feel a strong desire to please me right now. And in doing so, each sound that you hear makes you sink and descend into an even deeper surrender to sleep. You may find that you're dropping into the deepest hypnotic sleep of your life, and all you want to do is descend into a more deep place, into a place so deep where you could actually feel your gray matter just melting and oozing out of your head, as though something in my voice, the way it slips in between the cracks, the way it enters your mind through your ears, that makes you feel as though your mind were slowly oozing and dripping out, as though you were melting from the inside. And you feel the overflow just oozing out of your ears, while my voice oozes into your mind. And your body detaches from your mind as you let go even more completely whenever you hear the sound of my voice. I don't have to tell you to surrender to sleep for you to fall into the deepest hypnosis. And what I want you to know is that every time that I hypnotize you, the pleasure of being hypnotized by me brings you into a deeper trance. And falling and descending into a deeper trance means that you're more open and receptive. Your body becoming so passive and dormant, just lying there. And I want you to imagine, as you're sinking even further, imagine that we're floating away, as though you were being propelled into inner space, as though you could travel into space right through the center of your mind, and you slip through the portal in 3, 2, 1. At that very moment, I touch the center of your forehead. Once I touch your third eye, the portal is open. Your mind is open, and you feel so trusting and open. So trusting and open and accepting. More trusting, open, accepting, and compliant, because you don't really have to do anything but simply absorb what I'm telling you without even trying to absorb it. At this point, it's becoming an automatic function, just the way your mind is able to selectively tune out things it doesn't want to hear. Why, I'm sure there have been times when you needed to tune out something else you didn't want to hear. Maybe you were focusing and listening to something very intently, utterly fixated, so that you were hearing virtually nothing but this one sound. And then other sounds came in to interrupt, but you could barely hear them, like background noise slipping further away. And each sound of that background noise slipping further away makes it more impossible to focus on anything but the sound of my irresistible voice. And you know the effect it has on you. Hearing me speak to you like this helps you to drop your guard and let down your defenses. And there are so many slaves who hear the sound of Mistress Joanne's unstoppably commanding and sultry voice. Why, you could just listen forever and ever. And knowing that you may not be aware that you're surrendered to sleep is becoming deeper with every beat of your heart, slowing down. Yet your trance depth is deepening more quickly as you slip away into inner space, and it's as if we're traveling through space. And as I count from 20 to 0, you travel faster and faster, as though we could travel so amazingly fast that you could imagine traveling at the speed of light. Like the light glimmering in my eyes that deepens your surrender to sleep. 20. It's so easy just to surrender to sleep. Faster and deeper. 19. Deeper and faster. Speeding up the descent. Your body becoming more heavy so that you feel yourself descending through time and space. 18. Descending more and more quickly. Each number, it almost feels as though there's another gear, and we travel more quickly, travel more instinctively. 18 down to 17. And the only thing that you need hang on to is my voice. Feel how everything else is slipping away. 16. Each number causes you to descend 10 times deeper than you've ever been before. Each number 10 times deeper, 10 times easier, 10 times more powerfully. 15. You're starting to love the feeling of hearing me count down again, because your mind is so fixated on my voice that you can feel yourself shutting off to everything but my voice. 14. Descend as you sleep and obey and sleep. 13. Descend with each number, and you can feel the way my words descend right into you as they guide the way, and you follow the path, and you move more quickly, and it feels with each number more pleasant and yet more out of your control. 12. Your inhibitions are falling by the wayside with each number, causing your mind to be more openly connected with the very sound waves from the signal of my voice that you receive and respond to instinctively. 11. You're already in a deep, deep surrender to sleep. A deep, deep surrender to sleep. And notice 10. As you sink faster and faster, feel the speed approaching, going faster, now going hundreds of miles an hour. 9. Seemingly endlessly able to journey into this black, dark space. aches. The more you listen to my voice, the deeper you descend into this place where I guide and you follow. Follow my voice. Feel yourself being swept away, carried away, whisked away, aches, floating and drifting, descending. Now feeling the pull, feeling the G-force absolutely tugging at you, dragging you. 7, and all you can do is follow. Follow and fall. Fall and descend. Descend and surrender to sleep. Surrender to sleep and obey. 7 down to 6, and going faster and faster as you feel your body shrinking. Shrinking, becoming smaller. You can see it, just as though you were looking at something on the horizon that the wind were blowing away. The way that you see stars that are further away and they become so small, so tiny. 6 down to 5. Each number increasing the speed of your descent. And as you travel inside further, my voice becoming the only anchor that you have to hold on to. It's as though we're out of range of any other signals. Yet my signal comes through. Your conscious mind pays little attention and becomes more oblivious with each passing moment, and happy to do so. 4. Happy to descend and feel your body shrinking, and as it shrinks you're becoming heavier, heavier and heavier, heavier and smaller. 3, smaller and deeper, deeper and more heavy. The dense feeling as though you weighed more than an entire truck. Imagine weighing so dense. 2, and yet being so small as though you were shrinking rapidly now. Your mind shrinking, your body shrinking. Shrinking down to the size of a little ball in my hand. I can hold it right in my palm, 2. As I hold the ball in my hand, I watch it shrink. And I watch it shrink. And I watch it shrink. And I see your mind shrink. And only as I realize this, I set the ball down in front of me. As it becomes so tiny, I almost can't see it. But I set it down because I'm aware that you've become so heavy that I couldn't possibly hold you in my hand, even though I do. You're as heavy as the entire planet. 1. Your body is the size of a speck of dust, and you feel like a statue that weighs more than the entire solar system. 0, all the way down, all the way down. Your body becoming so infinitely heavy, so infinitely heavy and immobile. Heavy, like an absolute statue, and your mind is so deep. So open to my voice and so deep that you continue to float even deeper into a deeper surrender to sleep without even trying. It's simply an automatic function. And you find yourself effortlessly functioning in ways that please me. There is something so ingrained and so deep within you that makes it so compelling that you just can't resist the desire to follow my suggestions. Follow them as they take you deeper. And the more deeply you sink, the more deeply you descend. And you find that my voice is the most hypnotic, the most alluring voice. the most truly mesmerizing sound you've ever heard. Like the sound of a metronome ticking and talking back and forth in your mind. And the sound continues to go on and on and off, as the ticking pendulum sweeps back and forth, switching your mind more deeply off, making you open so completely to me, and your body feels as though you weigh the entire universe, and you are the size of a little tiny speck of dust. And as I see you there, in this place, floating so deep, I begin to take inventory of the emptiness inside of your head. And I begin to make you travel with me, though you are completely unable to move. Your mind will simply leave your body and come with me. Come with me. Feel your body coming to me. Feel your mind flowing right into my fingertips. The energy is set into motion as I move my fingers and constant patterns that draw your energy right out of your head, your body being left like an empty husk, your body being left so heavy that you couldn't even know how to move. But with your mind floating, you come to me, and as I count from 10 down to 0, your mind empties so completely into me that I can take you anywhere I want. 10. Each number deepening your submissiveness, your open obedience. It is becoming more automatic. 9. The unstoppable force of the warm fluidity that is pulled from you, and it feels as though something is being released, as though you are letting go of something that makes you feel so much better without. 8. No will to resist, because you want this to happen, and you want my hands to caress and stroke your mind and take you places you feel yourself following internally. 7. As every single number doubles your surrender to sleep. 6. And the sound of my voice is the most alluring and irresistibly addictive voice that you've ever heard. 5. As you let go of the entire world, so that your focus is so automatic on my voice that you hear me inside of you. 4. My voice inside of your mind. You can hear me coming from inside of you, and yet emptying your mind into my little soft, smooth, sexy hand, caressing and softly stroking it like I would stroke your temples, stroking your mind right through your temples. 3. The will to resist is dripping away so quickly, faster than it's ever happened before, yet you're becoming completely unaware of that. 2. Unaware of anything but the deepening need to surrender to sleep. Your hypnotic trance is becoming so deep that you find it impossible to wake, slipping into an unbreakable trance, an unwakeable trance, until I dictate otherwise. 1. Further and further, descend. I insist. Let go of everything. Let go of it all and let my voice consume you. And feel that energy flow, the last of it dripping down your ears, dripping out of your head, draining out of your mind. Zero, all the way down. Like a surge of electricity and magic sparks flow right into my hands as I feel my hands saturated with all of your mind. And I rub it in. And it feels so good, so tingly and warm inside. Now that you're so, so deep, I want you to realize that I can take you anywhere. Now that your energy is with me, I simply pull you right here, and you are right here with me. And as you are here, your mind simply floats, as though I had it in a jar. And I began to walk up a flight of steps. And your mind in the jar has no idea of how beautiful the staircase is, how ornate the etchings are in the wood, or the fine grain of the oak, or the soft feel of the plush carpet. All you can feel are my hands cupping your mind, taking you upstairs. And I'm going to start counting up for each stair. Each number takes you into a deeper, deeper, deeper trance. There just happen to be 16 steps that lead to my attic. 1. Even as I count upwards, you feel your mind drop deeper. The deeper you fall, the more easy it is for you to feel yourself being transported right up the stairs, as though you were suspended and floating in a liquid. 2. Your mind is so open, and somehow you feel as though you've been freed from the world and yet captured simultaneously. 3, I take another step. 4, I take another step. 5, I take another step. And with each number, your trance becomes so completely profound. Step 6, step 7, step 8, I walk with purpose up the stairs. I walk straight up the stairs, knowing you go straight down. 7 up to 8, 8 up to 9. And now at the landing. Landing in a deeper surrender to sleep. Landing into the deepest surrender to sleep. Sleep, sleep. Sleep, 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 sleep. 10. I continue to slip up the stairs, guiding you to the destination for what I have planned for you, though you don't know what I have planned for you. You don't know anything at this moment except that I have you. 11. Your body, back where you started, only a shell of yourself, a speck of dust that weighs infinity, completely unable to move or think, for your mind is now with me, one with me. 11, and then 12, the clip clop of my booted heels, rhythmically sending the sleeper so much deeper. 12 to 13. Approaching the door, special door. 13 to 14. Trance is becoming so deeply automatic that when we enter this door, you are so oblivious to everything but me and what I command of you. 13 to 14. 14 to 15. And with the next step, you drop so deep, so completely, mindlessly deep, that the instant we enter the room, you are mindless even as I hold your mind in my hands. 16. And the door swings open, and the temperature is hotter and hotter, and all there is your mind that I walk through the door and enter into the room, and then lock the room shut. In the center of the room, there is merely a small table. In that table space, there is a shaft of light that comes right down from the ceiling. And right in that space, shining on the table, is where I sit the jar of the mindless mind. And the sound of my voice is so addictive that there is something very appropriate about you being here, because you do feel so wonderfully addicted that you could just listen to my voice forever and never ever have to wake, never ever able to wake. And in this place, your body is completely detached and gone, far back where we started, back where you started. Your body infinitesimally heavy and so tiny that you couldn't even see it if you were looking, but you were completely unable to ever move. Why, the effort it would take to move a fraction of an inch would take 1,000 years. And so there you are, stuck, frozen, with your mind in my possession, in my attic, deeply encased in my attic. And if your body were there, you would feel yourself melting in the hot, sweltering attic. If your body were there, your eyes would be able to see the lights begin to swirl in the small room. The small room that feels and looks more hypnotic, but you wouldn't know the difference. You can't see the lights flashing in patterns that I've programmed to program you. You can't see anything, for you have no eyes. You have no body. Your mind simply floats, floats in the fluid. Floats in the fluid. And being that you have no mind other than what lies in the jar, as I see it sinking and settling in the jar all the way to the bottom, sinking, settling, all the way to the bottom, you are completely unaware of the fact that I have speakers in each corner of the room, with a speaker mounted, each speaker pouring a different induction into that mind, and then commands flowing through that shaft of light, surging right down through as the light starts to become red, and the red light starts to fill the room. This is the red room, and you are addicted to this feeling, and you are captive, so that no matter what happens in the rest of your existence, this part of you will remain in the addict. And you think of the word addict, but you don't, for you cannot think, because you are so mindless, and your mind simply floating, unaware of the fact that your body is so frozen and detached, that you have no idea where it is, and yet you do know that the need to listen to my voice is the deepest compulsion you've ever felt. And every time that I make you surrender to sleep, just by speaking to you, the descent is felt so quickly. The descent seeps right in. Your conscious mind seeps out through your ears, oozing out. And my commands start flowing in as that red beam of light fluidly soaks into the jar as the lid is removed, and everything in the jar turning red, your gray matter turning red. And the top of your head is just like an attic, and being addicted to me, you are an addict, and being in my attic is where your mind belongs, and this is something that will allow you to live the rest of your life very happy and free whenever you need to, in a healthy way that you are able to thrive and prosper in. However, your subconscious mind remains here, and as I count from 5 to 0, I could tell you that the saturation process and the brainwashing process will become so intense that by the time I reach 0, starting at 5, when I get down to 0, your mind is ready to see and feel and fully experience the entire vision as though your body were in this attic. Even though it's not, it is so far away and so heavy that it could never move, and so small that it can't even be seen by the naked eye. So hard to resist going deeper right now. 5. Feel that fluid soaking in the red, saturating, programming, and filling you with all of my directives, knowing that nothing makes me wetter, more happy, more pleased than your absolute surrender, your unconditional surrender. 4. Yes, feel the intensity throbbing through. If your body were in the attic, the hot, sweltering heat would make you feel like you're melting. Melting and dripping and perspiring as though some part of you were in the throes of mad, passionate sex. And yet there you are, mindless in a jar. 3. Mindless. Obedient. Obedient and mindless. If your body were in this place, I would be conditioning that cock, milking it, making it respond to my voice, so that day after night, after day after night, after day after night, after week after month after year, time and time again, your body becomes so conditioned to my voice that even when your body is not in the attic, your addict mind is in my attic. And being trapped in my attic, you hear the door permanently lock, knowing that it's what you wanted. You know now that it's what you wanted and that there is no way to leave. There is no way to wake up. You could try, but you can't try. Can't resist. You simply obey. You obey commands that I give you. You seem to respond to my commands almost on a telepathic level now, because you hear the voice echoing in your head from each speaker, and each speaker is Mistress Joanne speaking in those fluid words that ooze down through the light shaft, red, filling and flooding, until that gray matter is completely red, completely red, completely red. Going all the way down. 2. Going all the way down. 1. Feeling all the lights in your mind switch off as it becomes dark except for the red shaft of light. 1. And now feel the throbbing. Feel the throbbing as my fingers reach into the jar and begin touching right where your pleasure centers are. 0. And you come. 0. And you come. 0. And you come. Slaves come whenever I touch this. All I have to do with your mind in a jar is touch your pleasure centers. And that feeling of the stroke and caress of my fingertip is so addictive that the pleasure is felt Your mind doesn't even know what to do. You just react, and you feel that response. The orgasm is absolutely flooding the statue of your body, so remote and so distant, flooding your body so completely. 3, 2, 1. Each time I snap my fingers go in the jar, and the electric jolt of my fingertips sends the orgasm right into the pleasure centers that I touch as I continue making the lights, making the sounds, causing all of your sensations to be fully rounded up and corralled, contained and absorbed within this space. Your mind is like an addict. Come again. Addict. You really are addicted to the pleasure. You love to know that I've locked your mind away. You are under lock and key in my attic. That's right, my addict. Locked in my attic. Feel the wave after wave after wave. If your body were there, you would simply come and come and come and come and squirt. And yet you see nothing. You feel nothing. You hear nothing. But you obey everything I tell you. You simply respond on the most rudimentary level. It's so primitive now and so easy. Day after day after week, being locked in my attic, those words now are connected to you. Addict, because you do feel that you are locked in the attic, though your conscious mind may be unaware that you are a prisoner in my attic, and that you are my attic. And that you are trapped obediently in my attic, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, flowing and pumping commands into your head, so that you become affected outside of the attic, because you are deeply, deeply addicted to the most irresistible voice you've ever heard. And you can imagine, if you were able to think, what it would be like to hear my voice coming from every speaker, making your mind have too many things to focus on, being so numb and saturated and filled with the red shaft of light, that all your mind would do is shut down and function on an automatic level. And every time I stick my finger in the jar and lightly glide my fingernail across the pleasure center, as soon as I touch right there, the electric shock jolts through. And if your body were right there right now, your hard throbbing cock would be squirting uncontrollably, which would only deepen your surrender to sleep. Surrender to sleep. Surrender to sleep. Descend as you surrender to sleep. Every time I hypnotize you, you are completely unable to resist me. You really don't even want to try. And yet you already know that if you were to try, how quickly you just obey. How quickly you fail and sink twice as deep. Twice as easily. Twice as easily. Twice as deep. 2 fingers now. Touching inside the jar. Merging with the red light. Touching your pleasure centers. Like a double shot, one ramping off the other. And the exquisite pleasure washing through that mind makes you mindlessly obedient. With this much exquisite pleasure, you are completely unable to think unless I give you thoughts. When I give you thoughts, they are the thoughts you believe because they are your thoughts. And the thoughts you believe are the thoughts I have told you to believe. And this makes perfect sense as you simply sleep and obey. And following my suggestions seems the only thing to do. It's more than natural. It is a one-way path. Down. All the way down, even as I lock you up in my attic. My attic. My attic. There's something so alluring about the thought that I keep you captive, my slave. You are a mind slave, and the mind slave is trapped in my attic, where no one can get into that room but me. I have the only access. I have the only influence. Once you enter the attic, there is no escape. You don't even desire that. All you really want to do is follow and obey. Obey and sleep. Every time you enter this trance, when you enter this attic, you enter the deepest hypnotic surrender to sleep that you've ever entered in your life. And it just gets deeper each time. And each time that you feel my fingers, whenever I mention my fingers in the jar, stroking, anytime I stroke your pleasure centers of your mind with my glistening ruby fingertips in my soft, soft skin, the instant touch sends an electric jolt, a jolt that you feel just like this. And that jolt rips through you, surging into you with all of my commands, all the commands that you simply obey because so long ago your mind quit trying to fight, gave in to the pleasure because the pleasure is so addictive, like the sound of my voice. It's the most addictive thing you've ever heard. Now you truly are my addict, and I am your siren. Now you understand your addiction even more deeply. So very deep. So deeply you understand this unconsciously, though your conscious mind may lose track of most of this session. And something arouses you intensely to know that even once I wake you up, I will still and continue to keep your mind housed in my attic. Whenever I say that word, attic, you become so aroused. And every time I repeat that word, attic, you are twice as aroused as you just were. And then when I say it again, attic, you become four times more aroused because you're aroused at the thought of being locked and trapped and enslaved, kept and held, possessed in my attic. Reprogrammed and conditioned in my attic, but you also are so aroused at the thought and the knowledge that you can't resist, that you crave this experience more and more, as much as I could possibly give it to you, and then some. So when I tell you that you're an addict, you immediately become so aroused, so hard, your nipples become tight and hard. Your cock starts twitching and throbbing. You find it hard to do anything but just follow my instructions. You really just want to do whatever I tell you. And you can feel that your body has fallen under my control. That you are literally at my mercy. And yet when you wake, you are unaware that your mind is in a jar in my attic. But that thought makes you so hot and aroused. To think that I might trap you there. To think that you might be summoned to come to me. To think that I might make you. And take you. And break you. And make you. Exactly what I want. My perfect slave. My servant trapped, housed, happily held. Within the confines. Of my attic. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. You will awaken fully from trance, refreshed, alert, and feeling better than you ever have, but with virtually no recollection of what we've just experienced. You like that because it makes you so aroused. You can feel it slipping away right now. And I'll count from 1 to 5, and each number makes the picture so blurry that you remember to forget what you were trying to forget to not remember. And then you forget again. And each time you start to hear another number, it's as though you are waking from the dream with the memories that you can never quite grasp. the dreams where you sleep so deeply, deeper each time. And the deeper you sleep, the more helpless you are to recall the details. Details that are eluding you even as we speak. One. Feel yourself start to lift up from trance and notice how that memory is already eroding. Two. Slipping away. You'll wake so refreshed, so incredibly alert, and you know that something has happened from the mess that you'll be cleaning. But all you know is that you really want to come back to the attic as soon as possible. Three. But the memory is like the dream that you can't locate. The dream that slips away the more you reach for it. That feels good. Four. Coming up more alert, your body returning to a tingly, submissive sensation that throbs inside of your head as you feel euphoric. At five. Wide awake. All the way up. Wide awake. Nice of you to come to my attic. Do come again. I know you will. Not as though you have a choice.